There's an old one-liner. If you took all the economists in the world and laid them end to end, they'd still point in different directions. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life. Well, it looks like the joke may be on us, because almost all economists right now agree that the U.S. cannot continue to borrow and run deficits like it has for the past 5 years. While the politicians in Washington try to work out a solution, it's time that you and I get started on our own plans to weather whatever economic storm is on the horizon. And the best thing you can do right now is to save. Start saving all you can because you don't know what lies ahead. Proverbs 22 says it this way, "The prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it." By saving up several months' worth of living expenses, you'll be able to care for yourself and your family, and God can use you to serve others in times of need. Now, normally, we advise folks to have 3 months' living expenses on hand, but these aren't normal times. It's much better to have 6 to 9 months' living expenses saved. Now, that may seem impossible to you, but don't roll your eyes. If you'll just get started and stay faithful, it's actually possible. Develop a spending plan and start cutting your discretionary expenses. Your first goal should be to save $1,000 in an emergency fund. That will allow you to pay cash for unplanned expenses. Your saving goal should then increase to 1 month's living expenses, then to 3 months, then to 6 months, and so on. Like anything else, saving can become a habit if you just get started and work at it. Crown can help. Go to crown.org and check out our new Money Life Personal Finance Study. It's one of the best ways you can learn God's financial principles, and you can also teach others how to follow them. This can be your year to do well.